بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We are going over the explanation of the three fundamentals, and we have explained that the three fundamentals that are obligatory on every person to know are: number one, العلم, the knowledge, which means knowing of Allah, of His Prophet, and the Deen of Islam with evidences. The second matter is acting according to the sure knowledge, acting according to the sure knowledge. And the third matter is calling to it. And the fourth matter, which we're going to explain now, is الصبر على الأذى في, patiently persevering and bearing any harm encountered upon that way. Patiently persevering and bearing any harm encountered upon that way. الصبر meaning patient perseverance. This is the fourth matter, being patient, persevering, because harm and hurt is expected from people. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-An'am in chapter 6, verse 34, concerning the messengers, indicating that causing harm to those who call to good is a trait found in mankind, except for those whom Allah has guided. Alhamdulillah. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَلَقَدْ كُذِّبَتْ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَصَبَرُوا عَلَى مَا كُذِّبُوا وَأُوذُوا حَتَّى أَتَاهُمْ نَصْرُنَا. Verily, many messengers were denied before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يهديكم الله يصلح بالكم, يهديكم الله يصلح بالكم, but with patience they bore, يهديكم الله يصلح بالكم, but with patience they bore the denial, and they were hurt till our help reached them, and none can alter the words, the decisions of Allah. Surely there has reached you the information, news about the messengers before you. So therefore, it is something obligatory upon the caller to be patient, take the course of patience and perseverance regarding what he is inviting people to, the good of Islam. Why he is going to be hurt? Why it is expected that the person may be hurt? Because the caller is asking people to liberate themselves from their lusts and desires, and from the traditions of their nations and their people. And he is calling them to stick to the commands of Allah and keep away from His prohibitions. And many people don't believe in this, and that's why they resist the call. They resist it strongly, and they oppose the callers, and even fight them. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning the admonition of Luqman, the wise Luqman, to his son, as in Surah Luqman, chapter 31, verse 17. يَا بُنَيَّ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. O my son, establish prayers, enjoin people for all good, and this means tawheed and all that is good, Islamic monotheism and all that is good, and forbid people from munkar, meaning disbelief, polytheism and all evil and bad things. And then he tells him, and bear with patience whatever befall you. Bear with patience whatever befall you. Verily, these are some of the important commandments ordered by Allah with no exemption. The caller to Allah, the one who invites people to Allah, should take example in the messengers, the noble messengers, whom Allah spoke about and narrated their stories to us in the Quran, and what they have faced from difficulties and hardships, and from the turning away of their people from the truth, and what they tried to inflict upon them from harm, either by saying and by actions, on long journeys sometimes. Allah Ta'ala admonishing His Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in this we have an example, as in Surah Al-Ahqaf, chapter 35, قال الله تعالى فاصبر كما صبر أولو العزم من الرسل فاصبر كما صبر أولو العزم من الرسل. Therefore be patient, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, as did the messengers of a strong will, and be in no haste about them, the disbelievers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained that victory and good end are with the messengers and their followers, the callers to the truth. قال الله تعالى about this in Surah Al-Baqarah in chapter 2, verse 214. أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله على إن نصر الله قريب. Or think that you will enter paradise without such trials as came to those who passed before you? Let us listen to this. Let us listen to this and contemplate it very well. Or think that you will enter paradise without such trials as came to those who passed before you? They were afflicted with severe poverty and ailments, and were so shaken that even the messenger and those who believed along with them said, when will come the help of Allah? Yes, certainly the help of Allah is near. And the more the severe the harm becomes, the more the severe the harm becomes, the near is Allah's aid. The near is Allah's aid. And this may not necessarily occur during the lifetime of the caller. Allah may cause the people or the people's heart to accept what He called to after His death, and they can follow and adhere to that even after His death. And this is counted as being help and a grant of victory from Allah, even though it is after death. And therefore from this we learn the lesson that the caller to Allah should be patiently persevering in his call and continue upon it. Patiently persevering upon the deen of Allah, the mighty and majestic. Having patience in facing whatever harm he encounters. This is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Furqan in 25:31, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Thus have we made for every prophet an enemy amongst the Muslims, the disbelievers, the polytheists, the criminals. But sufficient is your Lord as a guide and helper. Sufficient is your Lord as a guide and helper. And the caller will expect the same, because the caller who follows the path of the Prophet is going to expect enemies standing to oppose the call to the truth, to oppose what benefits people. And this is applicable whether the opposition will come from the disbeliever or from innovators in the same deen, in Islam, and from deviant sects. This is expected. Now, the author therefore mentioned this fourth important matter, and that is patient perseverance and bearing the harm which may be encountered upon the way. And then he cited the following verse in the Quran, which does not exceed the following chapter in the Quran, which does not exceed three verses. And this is Surah Al-Asr, chapter 103. قال الله تعالى swearing by time والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. By عصر, by العصر, by time. Verily man is in loss except, listen, except, what's the exception? Except those who believe in Tawheed, in Islamic monotheism, and do righteous good deeds, and recommend one another to the truth, and recommend one another to patience for the sufferings and harms and injuries which one may encounter in Allah's way. So the four there are here in this verse, the four matters which the author rahimahullah mentioned in the beginning of his book. The evidences. The first one, belief and doing righteous deeds. And belief and doing righteous deeds cannot be correct unless it is based on sound knowledge, on authentic knowledge, on sure knowledge. So therefore, al-ilm, knowledge, and acting upon it, which is righteous deeds. The third is recommending, enjoining the truth, and recommend one another to the truth, to perform all that is good which Allah had ordained, and to abstain from all kinds of evil in creed and in actions. And then this is the third one. The fourth one is to be patient on all of that, patiently persevering. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, what means, and recommend one another to patience. Why? For the sufferings and the harms and the injuries which one may encounter in calling people to Allah. And Allah is swearing by time, the time where occurrences take place, occurrences of good and evil, covering every aspect of life. Allah swears by time that man is indeed a loss. Mankind is in loss except. And what is loss? Loss could be total destruction or partial destruction. Because man's life is his capital. If he dies without believing in Allah and acting righteously, then he is in complete loss. And therefore, this loss could be comprehensive, covering this life and the hereafter, and deserving hellfire. And the person also could be in loss regarding certain matters. And also it is known and deducted from this verse, therefore, that the loss, the complete one, is when the person is in a state of disbelief, or committing shirk, the major shirk, associating partners with Allah in worship. As Allah mentioned in Surah Az-Zumar 39, verse 65, Allah Ta'ala, لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And indeed it has been revealed to you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it was revealed to those messengers before you, if you join others in worship with Allah, then surely all your deeds will be in vain, and you will certainly be among the losers. Also listen to what Allah states subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 31. قال الله تعالى قد خسر الذين كذبوا بلقاء الله. They indeed are losers who denied their meeting with Allah. They are losers. Until all of a sudden the hour, the signs of death is on them, and they say, alas for us that we gave no thought to it, while they will bear their burdens on their backs, and evil indeed are the burdens that they will bear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also stated in Surah Al-Mu'minun concerning the losers, 23:103, وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. And those whose scales of good deeds are light, they are those who lose their own selves in hell will they abide. And in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 119, قال الله عز وجل وَمَنْ يَتَّخَذِ الشَّيْطَانَ وَلِيًّا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانًا مُبِينًا. Verily, whoever takes Shaitan, Satan, as a wali, protector or helper instead of Allah has surely suffered a manifest what? Loss. And in Surah Al-Mujadila, verse 19, قال الله تعالى ألا إن حزب الشيطان هم الخاسرون. Shaitan, Satan has overtaken them, so he has made them forget the remembrance of Allah. They are the party of Shaitan, of Satan. Verily, it is the party of Satan that will be the losers. And loss can take place in the form of abandoning, enjoining, and recommending the truth totally, or recommending falsehood. And beyond the truth, there is only misguidance. And it also can take the form of relinquishing the commanding to be patient and perseverant, or falling in doubt, annoyance, resentment, and exasperation. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Hajj 22, verse 11, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. And among mankind is he who worships Allah as it were upon the very edge, meaning in doubt. If good befalls him, he is content. If good befalls him, he is content therewith. But if a trial befalls him, he turns back on his heels, on his face. Meaning he reverts back to disbelief after embracing Islam. He loses both this world and the hereafter. That is the evident loss. This is to tell that mankind is in loss regardless of his state of wealth, regardless of the number of children he may enjoy, regardless of his status. All are in loss except those who are qualified with these four qualities, with these four matters. Those who are on sure knowledge, who call for it, who recommend the truth, and who enjoin patient perseverance on what may face them from harm. And therefore we have to comprehend ourselves. Comprehend concerning ourselves and check it continuously to see whether we are on this path or not. These four characteristics are true faith, iman; second, righteous actions; third, enjoining one another with the truth commanded by Allah; and fourth, enjoining one another with patient perseverance. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah's mercy be upon him, said, striving against one's own self, which is called jihadun nafs, striving against one's own self is four levels. Number one, striving upon learning the guidance and the true religion, which is such that there can be no success or bliss for the soul in this life or in the hereafter except through this, the true deen, the true religion. Second, that he strives to act upon what he has learned. Strive to act upon what we learn. And this is a real challenge. We can possess the knowledge, but the question is, how much do we really ascribe to that and act accordingly? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us on this. Thirdly, that he strives to call to it and to teach it to those who don't know it. And then fourthly, that he accustoms his soul to having patience and perseverance upon the hardships involved in calling to Allah and the harm caused by the people. And he patiently bears this for Allah's sake. So Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, if a person completes these four stages, then he becomes one of the rightly guided and wise scholars and teachers, those who are known in Islam as al-Rabbaniyun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears in this surah the evidence which the author took, evidence for these four matters. Surah 103, by time, that everyone from mankind is in loss, no matter how great his wealth is and how numerous his offspring are, and despite his position and status, except for those who gather these four characteristics which we have mentioned. And let it be known that sabr, patience, is of three kinds. Number one, patience upon obedience to Allah, because to obey Allah requires patience, because the self is inclined to busy itself with all sorts of desires following it, and it's difficult therefore to carry on the acts of obedience. And that's why sabr, patience, is required. Patience upon obedience to Allah, number one, this is the first type of sabr. The second type is patience upon avoiding that which Allah has forbidden. Patience upon avoiding, this is because of the same reason, the same nature of the self. Patience upon avoiding that which Allah has forbidden. And the third is patience with regard to the decrees of Allah, which he puts into effect. Both those which the slave have no control over at all, calamities, which befalls, and also those pertaining to the harm and attacks which Allah brings about by the hands of some of the people. We can stop here inshallah ta'ala, and we continue the discussion on this subject in the next class. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.